So we're diving back into the world of Carnatic music, huh? Picking up where we left off, thinking about how to really broaden its appeal. It's a fascinating topic, isn't it? Especially considering how much the world has changed since, well, forever, but especially recently with the internet and all that. We're not just talking about a niche art form, but something with the potential to resonate globally. And we need to consider that Ravikiran and Vijayshiva are not young artists anymore, and internet is as powerful as it can get. It's a different landscape now, you know?
Exactly. It's not just about preserving tradition, but also about making it relevant and accessible. And you're right, the internet is a game changer. The old models of gatekeeping and limited access are crumbling. We need to think about how to leverage this interconnectedness to really propel Carnatic music forward. And also, the artists we are talking about are not spring chickens anymore. They are established people, and the methods of popularizing need to reflect this fact. So where do we even start?
Well, the article we're discussing mentions movies as a powerful medium. And it's so true, especially in India, right? The influence of cinema is undeniable. Think about how many songs become ingrained in the culture simply because they're part of a popular film. It's a massive platform for exposure. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, absolutely. Film is huge. The article highlights how early movies leaned heavily on musical content, which makes total sense. And it mentions G. Ramanathan, K.V., Mahadevan, and Ilaiyaraaja as directors who wove Carnatic music into their scores. I think that's a really important point. It's about integration, not just imitations. It's about making it palatable and enjoyable for a wider audience, without sacrificing the essence of the music. I think it is also important to look at what A.R. Rahman has done in the recent times. What do you think about that?
Totally. Rahman's a great example. He's managed to seamlessly blend Carnatic elements with contemporary sounds in a way that's both innovative and respectful. It's like a gateway to Carnatic music. People might not even realize they're listening to it, but they're being exposed to the melodies and rhythms. It normalizes it, makes it less intimidating. The article mentions some people might be upset about the loss of purity, but honestly, I think that's a narrow view. Adaptation is key to survival, right? What do you think about this purity aspect?
I agree completely. Holding on to this idea of purity can be counterproductive. It creates an elitist perception, like Carnatic music is only for a select few who understand its complexities. But music is meant to be shared and enjoyed, and film offers that opportunity on a massive scale. The article also makes a great point about film music not being restricted to devotional songs. That's crucial. It opens up the themes and narratives, making it more relatable to a broader audience. It's not just about gods and goddesses, but about everyday life, love, loss, everything. And look at how AI is changing things now. Maybe it can be used to create scores that introduce people to the music. What do you think about this?
AI? Now that's a thought. Imagine AI algorithms analyzing popular music trends and then subtly incorporating Carnatic elements into new compositions. Or even creating entire film scores that are heavily influenced by Carnatic music but still sound contemporary and engaging. It's a fascinating possibility. And it could potentially reach an even wider audience than traditional film scores. It could be a new frontier for popularizing the music. But I guess we have to be wary of cultural appropriation. What do you think about that?
Oh, cultural appropriation is a valid concern, absolutely. It's crucial that any AI-driven or cross-cultural fusion is done respectfully and with a deep understanding of the source material. It shouldn't be about simply taking elements and stripping them of their meaning. It should be about genuine collaboration and appreciation. But going back to the article, it also mentions devotional music as another way Carnatic music is popularized. What are your thoughts on this?
Right, devotional music. It's definitely a cornerstone of Carnatic music's presence in South Indian culture, isn't it? It's ingrained in worship and festive occasions. It's seen as auspicious and joyful, which creates a positive association with the music. And the article points out that it doesn't require a high level of musical expertise, which encourages more people to participate. So it's definitely a vital element in maintaining the music's popularity. But, as the article says, it's also limited in its reach. It's primarily confined to practicing Hindus, which restricts its broader appeal. It is a double-edged sword, right?
Exactly. It's a powerful force within a specific cultural context, but it doesn't necessarily translate to wider global appeal. It's like a strong local current, but not a tidal wave. So while it's important to maintain and support devotional music, We need to look beyond it if we want to truly popularize Carnatic music on a larger scale. It's about finding that balance between tradition and innovation, isn't it? What do you think about the role of young artists in all of this?
The article highlights the role of young musicians in educating and inspiring students. And I think that's absolutely crucial. They're not just performers. They're educators and ambassadors for the music. Their passion and dedication can ignite a spark in young people, encouraging them to learn and appreciate Carnatic music. The article mentions their devotion to this cause. And I think that's the key word. It's about more than just technical skill. It's about a genuine love for the music and a desire to share it with others. So what do you think about that?
That's a great point. We need passionate, dedicated individuals to champion Carnatic music. And it doesn't necessarily have to be young artists in the literal sense. It can be established musicians, educators, or even just enthusiastic fans who are willing to share their love of the music with others. It's about finding those individuals who can connect with people on a personal level and inspire them to explore Carnatic music. And now that we have social media, it is easier than ever to get to people. What do you think?
Social media is huge. I mean, think about the reach these artists have now. They can share their music, connect with fans, offer online lessons, and even collaborate with musicians from other genres. It's a completely different landscape than it was even a decade ago. The internet has democratized access to music education and performance, and that's a massive opportunity for Carnatic music. And that brings us to the next point in the article, web-based information. Which, let's be honest, is kind of stating the obvious in this day and age, but it's still worth discussing, right?
Totally. It's almost too obvious, but it's fundamental. The article mentions websites like Carnatic.com, which are great resources for introductory and detailed information. But it goes beyond just websites, doesn't it? It's about YouTube channels, online courses, streaming platforms, virtual concerts, the whole digital ecosystem. The internet has made Carnatic music accessible to anyone, anywhere in the world, with just a few clicks. It's incredible, but it also means that the competition for attention is fierce. So how do we make Carnatic music stand out in this crowded digital space? What do you think?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's not enough to just put the music online. We need to make it engaging and discoverable. Think about creating visually appealing content, using relevant keywords and hashtags, collaborating with influencers, and offering interactive experiences. Maybe even using AI to personalize music recommendations and create customized learning paths. It's about leveraging the power of the internet to create a vibrant online community around Carnatic music. And that brings us to the article's conclusion. Are these efforts enough? And the author's answer is a resounding no. What do you think?
Right. It's like, okay, we've made some progress, but we're nowhere near where we need to be. The article argues that we need a critical mass for Carnatic music to truly take off. And I agree. It's not enough to just have a few scattered pockets of popularity. We need a widespread, sustained interest. So, what are the author's suggestions for achieving this critical mass? Let's dive into those, shall we?
Okay, so the first suggestion is that every lover of Carnatic music should take it upon themselves to introduce it to a few friends. It's like a personal evangelism campaign for Carnatic music. Haha. But in all seriousness, I think there's a lot of merit to this idea. It's about creating a ripple effect, one person at a time. What do you think?
I love it. It's grassroots marketing at its finest, and the article gives some practical tips for how to do this. Start with light, catchy music, gently inform them about the music, and inquire about their impressions. It's about creating a positive and engaging experience, not overwhelming them with technical jargon or complex compositions. And the idea of telling a story behind the music is brilliant. People connect with stories, right? It makes the music more meaningful and memorable. It is a great idea and very doable. What do you think about teaching Carnatic music in schools?
That's the next suggestion. Classical music should be taught in all schools, starting from elementary school. And I'm completely on board with this. Exposure to music education at a young age can have so many benefits, not just for musical development, but also for cognitive skills, emotional expression, and cultural awareness. And the article suggests that Carnatic music learning should be one of the areas of study. I think that's a fantastic idea. But I also know that it's easier said than done. There are funding issues, curriculum constraints, and a whole host of other challenges. But it's definitely a goal worth striving for. What do you think? What about the point about finding a celebrity advocate?
Oh, the Beatle George Harrison strategy. Ha ha. The article suggests that if we could somehow make a similar situation happen, it would do wonders for popularizing Carnatic music. And it's true. Having a famous musician or celebrity embrace Carnatic music could bring a lot of attention to it. But it's also a bit of a long shot, isn't it? It's not something you can easily manufacture. But I think the underlying point is valid. We need to find ways to connect Carnatic music with mainstream culture and influential figures. It's about making it cool and relevant to a wider audience. What do you think about having compositions in different languages?
That's an interesting idea. Carnatic compositions in English, French, German, Arabic, etc. The article argues that this would help Carnatic music acquire a universal character and capture the imagination of all peoples. And I can see the logic behind it. It's about breaking down language barriers and making the music more accessible to a global audience. But it also raises some questions about translation and cultural adaptation. How do you translate the nuances and emotions of Carnatic lyrics into other languages without losing something in the process? It's a delicate balance, isn't it? What do you think?
It is a delicate balance. It's not just about translating the words. It's about translating the feeling, the emotion, the cultural context. And that's a huge challenge. But I think it's a challenge worth exploring. Maybe it's not about literal translations, but about creating new compositions in other languages that are inspired by Carnatic music and capture its essence. It's about finding that sweet spot between authenticity and accessibility. And the article goes even further, suggesting that we should have Christian, Muslim, and Jewish prayers composed in Carnatic music. That's a pretty radical idea, isn't it?
Radical, but also potentially powerful. It's about using Carnatic music as a vehicle for interfaith dialogue and understanding. It's about finding common ground through music and celebrating the diversity of human spirituality. It could be a way to break down cultural barriers and promote peace and harmony, but it also requires a lot of sensitivity and respect. It's about approaching these different religious traditions with humility and a genuine desire to connect. What do you think about the last point, about making a movie?
Ah, the dream of a Shankarabharanam meets Gandhi meets Sound of Music movie. Wow. It's a tall order, but I can see the vision. A movie that captures the beauty and complexity of Carnatic music, while also telling a compelling and universally relatable story. It could be a powerful way to introduce Carnatic music to a global audience and inspire a new generation of listeners and performers. But as the article points out, the fact that Indian movies don't often get wide distribution in the West is an additional burden. But hey, you never know, right? Maybe there's a courageous producer out there who's willing to take on the challenge. So what's the overall takeaway from all of this?
I think the main takeaway is that popularizing Carnatic music is a multifaceted challenge that requires a combination of strategies. It's not just about preserving tradition. It's about adapting and innovating. It's about leveraging the power of the internet and social media. It's about educating young people and connecting with mainstream culture. And it's about finding passionate individuals who are willing to champion the music and share it with others. And it needs to be done with sensitivity to cultural appropriation. It's a long and complex journey, but it's a journey worth taking. Because as the article concludes, Carnatic music is the music of the universe, and it belongs to all the people of the world. It is a nice thought, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's about breaking down barriers and fulfilling the promise of peace and spiritual strength all over the world. As the Krithi by Sethumadhava Rao says, peace shall reign everywhere. Spiritual strength shall rise all over the world. That's a beautiful vision. And I think we all have a role to play in making it a reality. So let's get out there and start spreading the word about Carnatic music. Well, one friend, one student, one movie at a time. And maybe we can even convince an AI to write a Carnatic symphony along the way. Ha ha!